Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Cameron Diaz is coming out of retirement. 4 years after announcing she was withdrawing from acting, she's returning to Hollywood with a new action comedy film titled Back in Action. Details about the new Netflix movie are under wraps, but we do know Diaz is starring opposite Jamie Foxx as he posted a phone call between him and Cameron to Twitter.
Thanks for calling. I'm so anxious right now. I'm like pinging in the room.
How do you feel though?
I feel excited, but I don't know how to do this, you know?
I think it's going to be great.
Blink-182's drummer Travis Barker was admitted to hospital on Tuesday afternoon with intense stomach pain, where doctors have treated him for pancreatitis, which is an inflammation of the pancreas which can cause nausea, intense stomach pain and vomiting. His wife, Kourtney Kardashian, was with him throughout the ordeal. He's reportedly recovering well.
Baz Luhrmann is so hot right now, and Disney have just announced that they're going to release a reimagined series based on his 2008 movie Australia, which stars an amazing Australian cast including Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman. It's titled Far Away Downs, which is the ranch surrounding the movie. The six-part series will be comprised of unseen footage of sweeping Australian landscapes that were captured back in 2008, along with an expanded version of the story with a new ending and an updated soundtrack. The Aussie director promises that Far Away Downs will be a new variation on Australia for audiences to discover.
Welcome to Australia.
Mr. Drover, there's only one tent.
We're not really used to
A woman?
Guests. We're not used to guests, that's what I was about to say.
Chris Hemsworth has confirmed in an interview that his kids make a cameo in his upcoming Marvel movie, Thor, Love and Thunder, as do director Taika Waititi's and Christian Bale's and Natalie Portman's. How cool would that be for him?
That'd be so cool.
Thor's Love and Thunder is in cinemas from July 8.
And we have our first look at Ron Howard's movie, 13 Lives, which tells the true story of the 12 Thai boys and their soccer coach who are trapped in an underground cave in Thailand for 2 weeks while a miraculous rescue mission to get them all out alive was carefully carried out. Starring Viggo Mortensen, Joel Edgerton and Colin Farrell, 13 Lives is on Prime Video from August 5.
Some kids stuck in a cave.
We're on the list of rescue divers.
It looks easy, but when it's flooded, it's impossible. It
takes a certain kind of mindset for the deep cave diving. You have to be a bit nuts.
They're very, very dangerous.
At a high water level and a low visibility.
Very strong currents.
Last seen 9 days ago, 12 boys and their coach are trapped in the flooded caves.
They're here.
How many of you?
13.
13?
They're all alive.
You try and drive those kids the whole way, all you'll be bringing out is dead bodies.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.